I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, y'all. Oh. Well,
Big Show on the Fan, Bill Baby Tauschmidt, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, he also played for the Wisconsin Badgers, old number 42, was on the program in 1984, right? Is that right, Gary? 1984 on the spring football program? 1984 on the
somewhere
spring football.
Somewhere around 83.
Right? Walked up to the coach 82. And said, hey, coach, listen. Say likeness here, but.
Yeah.
22, 25 touches,
you know,
maybe?
You know, put me out there if you don't get it to me now.
I need to see some touches I'm going to be up here on this program.
I'm just telling you, man. If I could do it all over again, I'd do it a little different.
Only a little?
Only
a little, though.
A little different. You still got to be me. I still got to be
no
me.
No doubt.
Still, I do some things different.
I think a lot of people would. And if you go back in time and you can change the way that sports has been made and Steve asked a question that was along these lines earlier today, Gary, and right away it kind of caught me off guard as, well, who doesn't like it? Is free agency good for sports? And I just asked Steve when he pitched it to us in the show meeting, I said, well, I don't really know who says no. I think sports is definitely enhanced by free agency. But Steve, you had a laundry list of things that made a lot of sense here to the people, and I think a lot of people will agree with you at 414-799-1250.
I'm not saying that I expect them to change this or for anything to ever change, but I don't think it's helping the sport in any way, shape, or form. Now, I do understand that players have to have this, right? I mean, players have to have the freedom to move around from team to team and all that other stuff. So it's important to the Players Association in all sports. When you start talking about the National Basketball Association, I'm going to use them as an example, but it probably applies to a lot. You had 40% of the NBA it is unrestricted or restricted free agents. 40%. That's a lot of player movement that possibly can occur with all these different guys. And now you start looking ahead to 2021, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, and look at the laundry list of superstars that are all going to be available there. And, you know, I hear stories when I was growing up from my dad and my grandpa and them saying that, you know, watching sports, their teams were together forever, right? And same guys played at the same franchises for a long, long time. And again, their career, maybe they changed, but
sure.
For the most part, you were with the same team. So
long time ago,
you were able to get that relationship with the players because they were there for a while. And now you look at today's sports landscape, and with Twitter and social media and all that other stuff, you really can develop a relationship with a player or players through that social media aspect. But the other part of it goes to jersey sales, right? Everybody's buying jerseys. Everybody's wanting to wear jerseys. So now I go buy a jersey of my favorite Bucks player, let's say. Let's say Eric Bledsoe. Let's use him as an example. So you go buy a jersey of Eric Bledsoe after he signs a 4-year contract. Boom, I'm going to go get Eric Bledsoe. Now, this isn't even free agency. I'm going to go get Eric Bledsoe. And then all of a sudden, this offseason, they trade Eric Bledsoe, and they go get somebody else. Now, Eric Bledsoe, it's no longer. You don't even have Eric Bledsoe. He's no longer on your team. You just bought this brand-new jersey, and now that's it. Now, Fanatics website decided they were going to try and fix this. That, look, if you bought a jersey and now your player's on another team, they'll essentially let you trade that jersey in and get a jersey from another team or whatever the case may be. They started that last year, I think it was, type deal. Or if they get traded or whatever the case is. But I think when you start talking about fan bases and how fan bases want to follow a team, they want their players to be there for a longer period of time. Brett Favre was here for a longer period of time. Aaron Rodgers has been here for a longer period of time. And that's why when you start getting to the Giannis conversation of how long he is going to be here, you want him here for a longer period of time. Kobe Bryant with the Lakers spent his whole career with the Los Angeles Lakers. I think it's good for sports if you can keep these teams together. The San Antonio Spurs, Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, Robinson, they were there for a majority of their careers. You know, Parker leaving at the end, but the rest of them were pretty much all there. That's a huge relationship between your fan base and your team when you have the same core guys year in and year out that you see in the community that you can relate to because you get to know them, their families, everything about them going forward. And when you start moving half of rosters every year, I think it makes it a little bit more difficult for at least the adults and even the kids too to start to relate and get behind a team when the next year their favorite player may be gone and now they got to figure out who they like.
The wake up for me in this was when Albert Pujols was a St. Louis Cardinal my entire life. He was the Cardinals to me when I was growing up, and all of a sudden then he gets free agency and goes out to the LA Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and you're like, wait, what? I thought he was gonna be here forever, and frankly I was okay with it as a Brewer fan, but to Steve's point, you don't have last night, Gary, when Bill Russell is honored at the ESPYs.
Awesome.
Bill Russell is the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
In today's NBA, you have two guys who, in LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, both on new teams within the last 2 years, to Steve's point, there are only two players out of four that have ever won a Finals MVP with two different franchises. Mm-hmm. So the player movement has been on steroids here in the last couple of years, and this free agent class has us thinking about it, but do you believe right now, and to Steve's point, that free agency is good for sports from a fandom perspective?
I think we saw the change with Brett Favre when he decided to go to the New York Jets, and fans were just friends, just fans of Brett Favre, and not necessarily the Green Bay Packers, and that's what has kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
With all these guys moving around. So, you know, that's why you see guys are wearing Brett Favre Jets jerseys or Brett Favre Minnesota Vikings jerseys. They're fans now of the player and not necessarily team. And so that what has happened. And so now I don't have a problem with it. And I understand it. And that's why that's that way. We fought long and hard, and Reggie White was in. Leroy can talk better about it, but Reggie White was in the forefront of all this. I think it was Plan B free agency is what it was called at a particular time. Free agency in football had some racial undertones to it a little bit where they actually owned you.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't move.
You weren't leaving.
You were at the beck and power of the organization. And no one else could bid for your services, so they could pay you what they wanted to pay you. And that's not a healthy situation that you really want to be. You want to be able to make the most money that you can make by people bidding for your services. And that didn't exist for a long time in the NFL. So I do get what fans are getting to, but I think fans have adjusted by becoming fans of players instead of fans of certain organizations. Like the Green Bay Packers, because it was a historical organization, will never, you know, it will always be there. I mean, you got a waiting list for people to still get tickets. So, I mean, it won't hurt them as much, but maybe some of these new franchises, it might hurt. But more importantly, I think what Reggie White was able to do with Plan B kind of opened doors up for a lot of guys to make a lot more money and be able to move around and not kind of, I thought, not kind of have those racial undertones to it where they owned you.
Well, and for Leroy Butler, there's the complete opposite comparison, but he was able to see it from the Reggie White perspective of where he fought to get free agency to where it was. But then you have a Leroy Butler who is one of those guys that takes pride in being with an organization, like Steve said, for his entire career. Mm-hmm. And that has kind of gone by the wayside with how much player movement has, I guess, exponentially increased in the last 10, 12 years. Leroy, at this point in time, free agency, how is it good for sports to where it is right now?
I think it's phenomenal for sports. Because when you think about being in control of what, no one knows what you're worth more than yourself. And I think that's the reason why you need free agency. Because, and I think Gary just explained it, the Plan B process was terrible, man. It was horrible for some of the guys, the second tier guys. The top six or seven guys got paid. Everybody else got all giblets. You could have been a Pro Bowl player, and they're saying, you know, there's no future. So
similar to what Major League Baseball is trying to do with a lot of veteran players right now.
Yeah, so the premium guys. But see, it works out, I think, in the NFL for both people because the owners get a chance to do this transitional tag and the franchise tags if they want to keep these quarterbacks. But I think free agency, to me, gives the little – the little teams a chance. So if they ever want to go for it, they may have to, you know, spend a little bit more because they're in a smaller market. But you can bring a guy in if you have other things to sell. That's why people say, why do you take visits? You take visits to find out what kind of schools you have, what kind of crime you have, you know, what, you know, where do I get haircuts? What they didn't have all that back in the 90s. You just go pick a team based on how good the team is going to be. But now it's a whole cultural thing that I think that free agency, I think, is amazing when a guy can wake up one day and just choose where he wants to go to work. Who would not want that in America? I'm just telling you, some places you're working because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, think about it. You have to be there. You got to pay bills. You got to take care of the kids. You have every day you wake up, man, this job killing me. If you woke up every day and say, man, I love going to work and I choose to be here. When you swipe that key card and it turns green, you got a smile on your face saying, I'm with a company that values my talent, that they cannot make money until I swipe my card, not just a number. That's amazing. So I think it's very good for sports.
Where free agency is at now in the NBA, there are almost 40% of the players in professional basketball this year were free agents. That kind of player movement, is that good for sports? The ability to maneuver your path of your career is tremendous, but from a fan perspective, has it maybe gone off the deep end for you? 414-799-1250, Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. This is not J-Lo. That's my fault. That is my bad.
I like that song, though.
I was sitting right here. That
it reminds me
J-Lo.
Of Deadpool. That's Deadpool. That was in Deadpool.
I don't know why you text that lot to my stuff. You had them when you sleep because you showed text me some stuff last night.
I didn't text you anything. I reacted.
Told both you guys last night, stop texting me and go to sleep.
It was only like, what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all go to sleep.
My wife was like, your phone is flashing. I said, uh-oh, this may be something good. Hold on, stay tuned.
Something good.
Yeah, I just need something. When you're old, you need something to trigger you to be, like, hey.
Like a chewable or something.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Okay.
You need that, man. You're 50 years old.
You go chew.
Wife 39, you got to keep up, cuz. Yeah.
You go chew.
Let me look at this text.
So, did y'all call Chuck right away, or what y'all do?
You know, Freem's offline. That's late. Yeah.
I'll be working with Freem's got to be fired up in about 4 hours.
You get something on Bluetooth from Freem, because Freem tell you right away now. Freem's ain't messing around with
you. I ain't taking no time.
Bluetooth, that's what it called?
Bluetooth, yeah.
I ain't taking no time chewing. I'm just swallowing.
What are you doing?
Swallow.
I ain't chewing nothing. I need something to hurry up and work.
Fire that thing up.
Hurry up and work, man. I got time to be waiting on chewing. I've been swallowing the whole thing. Do you break it? No. Do you want to be Superman or Clark Kent? It's your decision.
That's Leroy Butler.
I want to land on every roof. I ain't trying to walk on no phone booth. That take too much time.
Roy's trying to bust the shirt open every time he walks in.
Like, go sit down somewhere. All right. Okay.
All right.
Well, that was okay. Fun. That was fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, honey.
Yeah, put them 2 minutes away. We're going back to sleep.
Yeah. Put them away.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, honey.
Good night, honey. Free agency in sports, Steve, for there to be over 40% of NBA free agents to hit free agency this year. But it's not only what I think free agency has done, but the propensity for free agency to be as volatile as it's been, I think, in the last few years is leaning to the point of the conversation with Russell Westbrook. I mean, the dude's under contract for 4 years, but the threat of somebody leaving in free agency, Paul George still had 2 years on his deal, the threat of you leaving in free agency for nothing is making it almost like it's free agency for players when their contracts are still intact.
The point?
Let me say something real quick, Steve, before I forget it. You know what I'm going to say to that, Steve? When a team releases a guy with years on his contract, I never see people say, hey, man, why would you do that? Yeah, no, it's only when the guy makes more money he says where he wants to go. But if a team wants to honor your contract and they want to honor it and you would like to just go in mutually, say, I'm not going to sign back, you can get assets, that's a partnership, I think. But when you're unrestricted free agent, they chose not to bring you back or they released you. I could think of five players that – Steve, they just, hey, listen, take a pay cut or you're out. It's that cold. But you know the sports part of it.
Listen, I don't disagree with what you said, but in every sport but football, you get paid the rest of your contract.
That's
if you
right.
Do get
that's,
released.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Right.
That's
in
true.
Football, you get screwed. But in the NBA, you have all this $20, $30 million left on your contract and you suck. And they cut you, guess what? You're still getting
still it. Still get paid.
Don't matter. Whether they stretch you out and you get it over the course of time or you get it right when you're supposed to get it, you're going to get it, right?
Yep.
Okay. So look at it from this perspective. And this is a scary part for the NBA right now. Russell Westbrook, I believe, is the first one to get one of these super max deals where he's getting out of a team. Yep. So if they're able to work on a trade and he moves somewhere else, the reason they put this super max contract in was to incentivize these players to stay in the same market, smaller markets, for longer periods of time without going to bigger markets. That's why the Supermax was put in, was to help cities like Milwaukee and Oklahoma City and these towns to keep their superstar players, to give them so much money they would never leave. But if you are able to bully your way out, like Westbrook is going to, it appears, going to Miami, wherever he ends up, that's going to be a problem for the owners, knowing that that could happen to anybody. Furthermore, Anthony Davis bullies his way out of New Orleans, gets the trade to the Lakers. He has 1 year left on this deal. And now, as we look ahead when we get to 4 o'clock, what 2021 looks like, you want to bet that at the end of this year, he signs a 1-1 with the LA Lakers, where he signs a 1 year deal with an option for the second year, like Durant was pulling on Golden State. Mm-hmm. Then he becomes a free agent in 2021, along with the rest of them. And now they all can leave LA if they want to and go somewhere else or go wherever they want. So now you're a Laker fan. Oh boy, we traded for Anthony Davis. He's going to be here for a while. Let's go get me an Anthony Davis jersey. And 2 years later, he's gone and he's a Knick. I mean, to me, I don't see how that's good for fans. I just don't. I don't.
Steve, we've been bad for so long. We're desperate for that.
No, I get
just 1 year.
Right. You're saying from a Laker perspective.
Yes,
but I'm just saying from a fan perspective, you know, you think you got somebody here now for a while.
I'm a fan. I'm saying from the fan perspective, we've been bad for so long. We've been a laughing stock of the purple and gold. The Clippers have passed us.
Yeah.
Just for 1 year or 2 years, tell the fan base, since you got LeBron James, you're going to do something with it. For his next year or two.
But
and I'm okay with that.
To Steve's point as well, and you can use examples across the NBA. Jimmy Butler was up in Minnesota, and people, Timberwolves fans were thinking, sweet, Jimmy Butler's going to be the face of the franchise for the next 3-4 years.
Right.
And then immediately it's, you know what, guys, this ain't jiving. I'm going to get out of here. And then you go to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia 76ers fans are like, sweet, Jimmy Buckets, man, this is our guy. And then it's free agency once again. But that can also be a certain outlier case. Or it's becoming more of the norm.
It was more the norm, and because of all the rules. And as a player, you want those rules in place so owners just don't monopolize the product, which is the players. And so fans just have to learn to get down with that. And, you know, I think what we've seen a change in all of this. And like I said before, fans are knowledgeable. They're becoming more of about the player. Because I'm sure it depends on how you leave. Now, if AD, Anthony Davis, left in a great way from the Pelicans, I'm sure there are fans who will be wearing Anthony Davis Pelican jerseys, even though that he is a Laker. Mm. And so I think you have a lot of that. That, to me, that is the new sports of landscape.
So you're saying that if a player is leaving, there it's more on a more agreeable terms in comparison to what it was like for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, say 30 years ago, where people in Wisconsin vehemently disdained Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because it was more personal about the city than about the team and the situation.
Like I said before, the first time we've ever encountered was Brett Favre.
And we will go through this with Giannis if he leaves.
And I see you walk around with don't you have a Jets?
I have a Brett Favre Jets jersey, yes.
Yeah, you walk around with that thing on.
Yeah,
I would never wear that.
One of my favorite jerseys that I have.
And why?
Because I love Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You know the thing that I don't...
Are you a Packer fan?
Yes.
Oh, you are, okay.
What I don't understand about how these sports work, right, is...
And
the
David
National...
Tausch is the epitome of what I'm talking about. That is the
younger generation.
Wearing a Maurice Jones-Drew Jaguars jersey.
He is it. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah. So you talk about the National Football League, right? That sport is the king of all. I'm going to hold out until you redo my contract or else, right? Don't see that in baseball, and you don't see it in the NBA. The NBA is the king of now is I want to go play with my bud. I need you to trade me, right? That's what that league has become that now.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball doesn't have any of
that. They don't have any of that.
None of it.
And the NBA.
They sign 10-year deals and just sit there and don't complain. No. Don't ask to be traded. I'll just sit here and
money,
rot.
Though. But the NBA has been doing that for a long time.
The closest thing I can come up with is Luke Roy for the Brewers, but that normally doesn't happen. A guy wants to get out if you're going through a rebuild or whatever. Look at Braun. He just sat there and said, I made a lot of money. I'll sit here and go through whatever you want.
They made a ton of money. Well, in NFL, they don't make that kind of money. And the shelf life is much shorter.
Yeah.
So they
got to
get it now. And that's why you look at Melvin Gordon, running backs right now, life expectancy in the NFL is like 3.8 years. You got to get it now.
Why don't you have, and anybody can besides Gary, but why don't you have the buddy system happening in the other sports like you do in the NBA?
It's too difficult to do.
I love them. God, I don't understand why that doesn't play more into it at this point. In the National Football League, you could definitely do it. You just saw this deal here with Kawhi Leonard. He took less money in order to get that deal done with Paul George, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you couldn't get a couple of receivers and a running back that want to go play with a quarterback
to all go together?
Well, you do have that to a certain degree. But Melvin Gordon is not going to take a pay cut to go play with nobody when he's only got one payday left.
In that situation, right.
But you do have that. I mean, there are guys that are chasing a ring. I mean, Leroy had it when he was with Green Bay. I mean, did Cox come over there?
Yeah, he was our starting linebacker. Bears.
You had another guy from Philadelphia, linebacker came.
Seth Joyner.
Keith Jackson came out of retirement. I mean, so that still has been going.
Those guys are at the end of their careers.
Yeah.
You've got guys in their prime in the
NBA doing this. Nobody in the NFL in their prime is taking less money.
And Major League Baseball, same thing. You don't have it happening in baseball either. Everybody thought it was going to happen with the Cubs, with Harper and Chris Bryant, where they were going to play together and their boys are going to be together and this is how this is going to go. And then it didn't end up that way because Chicago said, nah, we got no money for you.
What position, real quick, Leroy, in the NFL – and we call it, can hit him twice.
Ooh.
Quarterback
and definitely.
Maybe three times.
Pass rusher
for sure. Left tackle, you can hit him.
How many times?
Joe Thomas hit him three times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hard.
Right.
Joe Thomas, because he was at the top of his game. I mean.
Cleveland had nobody else to pay, so that helped.
A top wide receiver.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Can get it twice.
Yeah, safety used to be able to, but
not anymore.
No, because Earl Thomas had to go through. But he ended up getting it. Either.
Top corner market isn't as big as it was.
Not anymore. Running backs only get one.
Right.
Yeah, one big one. Really, it's just quarterback, really.
But a lot of it is because...
If you really think about it, yeah. But pass rushers, for sure.
And a lot of it's the bigger, faster, stronger idea that teams believe you can get a cheaper alternative. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it in baseball, too. Yes. You're seeing it a lot in baseball, where the middle-level veterans are getting pushed out for the younger, cheaper alternative.
Absolutely.
And
that's the Packer way, right there.
Absolutely it is, yeah.
That's the way I like the union for the NBA. They created a nice market with the owners for the Wesley Matthews types. Or the Brooke Lopez's type. I want to go somewhere, you know, I'm a veteran, you know, $3.5 million, then they have these other, mid-level.
It's all exception. How you can do it, though, with a soft cap.
They got it nice structure. In the NFL, it's just a veteran minimum, but it should be another minimum above that where you can bring in somebody like, Mo Wickerson.
I like that idea.
$5 million. I know he got hurt, but it's a $5 million exemption. You can bring in two or three veterans, because that's a pretty good money for 1 year to try to go for it, but they can't do it based on the cap.
I think it's a great idea, and if you're going to be able to do that, you might sacrifice football in 2021 for it. Right?
That's one of the things.
That would be something on the collective bargaining agreement table.
But it's not happening. There's not going to be a stoppage.
Oh, I think it might be.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely.
I can think of
in baseball and football.
I could think of 10 things that the owners – they're already talking about, and the players are already talking about, that they're going to not get done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Somebody's going to have to just say, okay,
and hopefully we're all here. 2021, there will not be a work stoppage in either one.
I agree with
you. Everybody's making too much money.
Yep. It ain't about that. They
want more control.
I understand that, but everybody's making too much money.
You're being too intelligent about it. You know it ain't going.
Right, no, that's exactly what you're being. You're being way too intelligent. Yeah,
and that's what your grandmother said. That's too much money, right?
Everybody's making too much money.
If it was like what you and Steve said, it wouldn't even come up. You do an extension now.
Yeah, we don't like to compromise.
They know what the issues are.
Sure.
No, we'll push it to get more things for everybody. But at the end of the day, they are billionaires, not millionaires. Billionaires, they can come together and get it done.
We're not billionaires, but we talk sports with you on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 here on the Fan. Should we ask A-Rod if J-Lo's love doesn't cost a thing?
Stop it. A-Rod think he's cuter than her.
Maybe about half of that deal that he's got.
Yeah. A-Rod the man.
He's just a not smart individual. That's all. Well, I don't know.
Get that lemon out your mouth. Quit being bitter.
Salty, though. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. We got it up on the ABC audio video flat panel. It came through, and Boogie Cousins mentioned it a day or so ago in an interview, guys, where he was mentioning right now on paper, believes the Lakers roster is title worthy. Leroy Butler might be a little bit biased in this sense. So I'll start it with Gary Ellerson here. Gary, you look at that roster right up there. The starting five projected out would be Rajon Rondo, former NBA champion. Danny Green, multiple-time NBA champion. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and then Boogie Cousins rounds out the five. That expected bench of Avery Bradley, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Jared Dudley, Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee. It sounds good on paper. It's a little bit older than maybe you would like, but is it a championship roster as it stands right now?
That's a good question. It's going to be about LeBron, and basically, right? Is LeBron still LeBron? LeBron has taken less to the championship game. I think but that was young LeBron. So, I do like Boogie Cousins. I like AD. I mean, if you look at Boogie, AD, and LeBron, I mean, even the only out of that starting five, the only person I don't like is Rondo.
Right.
And that's the part of it that I think makes it closer to a championship level team.
Because Rondo has experience. Rondo's been there, done that, did that.
And played with
everyone. And Rondo is not trying to take any shots. So you actually have a guy that can distribute, but not a jump shooter. So LeBron can play off the ball a little bit in that. Kuzma, I think, is the wild card in how will he develop. McGee can give you some good minutes. It's a nice that's a nice roster. I don't know if it's Golden State, but they're gonna be hurt until the
Clippers, Bucks.
They're gonna be deeper than anybody, I think.
That's a nice roster. It really is. Yeah. But if you ask me a question, can they win an NBA championship with that roster? It's gonna be wide open next year, cuz, for everybody. Everybody. If you ask me which is the best roster in the West right now, top three, I'd go Lakers. Then I'd go Clips, and then I'd go Golden State.
So you answer
top three players in the roster,
rosters in general.
So you asked yourself about four different questions in that. Do the Lakers have a championship roster right now?
Yes.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer?
So does the Clippers, and so does the Warriors.
And the Warriors do.
I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Who's not making the playoffs?
I'll take that.
Golden State.
Oh, no, they're making the playoffs.
Oh, Golden State?
They're making the playoffs.
Yeah, come on, man.
Steph could stumble into 45 wins.
Yeah, right. Good. True. Man.
Right.
Yeah. They haven't been this least talented in...
Well, since they started.
Long, long time.
They had a good run.
This is the original group.
No Klay Thompson all year. For most of the year, no Klay Thompson.
He'll be back.
Right, so you're not going to have him for at least 3 months.
Until about March.
4 months.
Y'all going to be surprised by...
Yeah, March. Right.
You're going to be surprised by D'Angelo.
Well, the question is how they're going to make that work in that offense, because he doesn't fit in that offense.
He handles the ball. You let Steph go run around, be open for a three, pass it over to him. Bang.
Seems easy enough. We'll see if that's what they do. So you look at this Lakers roster. Look, they're talking about LeBron James being point guard and all this other crazy stuff.
He's always been point guard.
Right.
Right? There ain't no news.
No, the news is if they're going to put him in that position in the starting lineup. Because if they put him in that position in the starting lineup, then all of a sudden you're talking about LeBron James, Danny Green, and then if they want to play Kuzma at the small... They could with Davis and then Cousins at the center. They could play Davis at center with Kuzma at the power forward. So they have a lot of different options of how they want to go about doing this. For me, I think if they're going to do LeBron James at the starting point guard position,
Steve, don't get caught
up
in that.
Hold on. I think Avery Bradley is going to start next to him, and he's going to defend the opposing point guard. And I think Danny Green.
So you think Rondo is not starting?
Correct. And I think Danny Green then will slide over to the small forward position on that offense with LeBron running the offense there. And then on the other side of the floor, LeBron defends the three, and then Danny Green will defend the opposing two. Avery Bradley will defend the one, and it all works out at the end of the day, if that's what they decide to do. Now,
having said all that. Steve, you like that. You like that kind of stuff like that.
I'm not the only one. I've been hearing this debate on NBA radio amongst former players left and right about this whole LeBron point guard thing and how it'll work.
But what I'm saying is, Steve, he's always played point guard.
Yeah, but... Point guard but he's always had a point guard on the floor with him. Mario Chalmers was on the floor to defend the other side.
Yeah. He's initiated the offense,
right. Always.
Right, but he's on the defensive side of the floor. He's defended that other small forward or other power forward.
Right.
If they run him out there as a starting point guard and have another small forward and another power forward and just another guard next to him, he's going to have to defend a guard. And that's going to put him in an awkward situation because he can't defend a guard a whole game. That's not going to happen. You're not going to have him running around chasing through picks and screens and everything else.
Curry,
that's just stupid. Well, there's no way you're doing that.
Well, depends on who the point guard is. And so if you in the NBA, traditional point guard ain't running around through picks. It is the shooting guard that does all that.
Sure, absolutely.
So if he's playing point guard, he ain't. He can handle that Joker up top.
Yeah, but look at
Damian Lillard.
Look
like
at
that.
Two of those.
Well, I'm just saying, depends on who you're playing, though, Leroy.
If you guys run the teams all that you
point guard.
The teams that you named off, though, the Clippers and Warriors, they got catch and shoot guys that are going to be at that spot when you bring in Lou Williams off the bench.
Yeah.
He's that kind of a guy. Dame Lillard is that kind of a guy out west.
Yes.
Jamal Murray, if that's who he's going to be guarding when they go up against Denver, he's that kind of a guy. That is more of what the style is right now for him to be able to defend that position. I'm not all that worried about them defending, though. I'll tell you that much, because they got two of the best Magic erasers down there in the bottom half of Davis and Cousins.
Not even that, but with that lineup, they can switch on anything.
Right, in the lineup that they have on TV right now, that we paused the TV on ESPN2, they were talking about it. They have Rondo starting at a point guard, which I'd be surprised by. Danny Green, the shooting guard. LeBron, the small. Davis at the four. Cousins at the five. That would be a great lineup, no doubt. For me, my problem with the Lakers roster is age and injury history.
Age is a big thing.
Age and injury history is littered all over that roster. So for me, that's where I get scared and say, I just don't know. Look, if, you know, this was Rondo 5 years ago, and this was JaVale McGee 5 years ago, and Dudley 5 years ago, and some of these guys, and James 5 years ago, then I'd say, hey, man, yeah, they're going to win championships, plural, before this is all said and done. They're stacked. These guys are up there in age, and we all know.
Yeah, we're not trying to win the 2014 NBA title.
Right. For us, Steve. We've been bad for so long.
I'm not mad at you for doing it. We're just talking about the roster and how I look at it. So for me, I struggle.
I'll take these 1 or 2 years.
I struggle with it, but it's way better than anybody thought they could do when they missed out on Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
They did better than anybody thought they could do.
Had them all lined up, boy. As soon as they didn't get Kawhi, okay, great. They got they captured all the headlines again. All these guys were waiting to play with LeBron.
They should be a top three seed.
Yeah.
Is it a better situation for them with, I mean, granted, the one player makes a whole difference, but for the way the roster was able to fill out with the extra $32 million?
I'd rather have Kawhi Leonard.
Better without Kawhi? For what they were able to do with the supplemental parts?
Rather have Kawhi or that roster?
Well, I'd rather have Kawhi Leonard. You got him. I'd rather have some scrubs. The rest of them.
We're going to play off the bench.
But we're already talking about injury history. Anthony Davis hasn't completed a full season since, what, 2016, 2017?
Don't let that fool you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now he's with a place he wants to.
And it's a contract year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So you'll benefit. You'll get that bump.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put...
When Boogie goes down again, too, you can say that as well?
I ain't counting. I got McGee for that. Sure. Just a bunch of guys standing down there.
You've had Cousins and Rondo and Davis all play together. I mean, these guys all play together already, and then you have Rondo and James. They've played together. So because some of these guys always have relationships mm-hmm. and no personalities of mm-hmm. what's going to be in that locker room will make things a lot easier. The only thing that can really jack this whole thing up is that coaching staff.
The coaching staff is the reason why they're going to benefit reason why.
They get the fighting, Karen.
They're not going to fight. Guys, everybody knows they got somebody.
That's very nice of you to think.
Jason Kidd's going to bring in the point forward thing he's doing with Giannis. And they're going to play a lot of zone, guys. They're going to play more zone than any team in the league. They're going to play a lot of spread out zones, trapping and things of that nature. Not a lot of one-on-one isolation stuff. It's going to be more team-oriented. So if you want to play LeBron James at the point, you can bring Kuzma into the lineup. Rondo can come off the bench. If things get all out of whack, he can bring all that back. If Kyle Kuzma does come off the bench, he'll be top five in six man of the year. When he comes in, all you're going to do is shoot. That's it. You just shoot. So, I mean, Lou Williams is going to win that forever. I would never start him, Steve. I would never start him.
Teams have tried, it doesn't work.
No, I would have him come off the bench just like the microwave.
Right. Up there in Detroit. Vinny Johnson.
You just shoot it.
Same
and
thing
go
with
to
Jamal
hole.
Crawford. Jamal Crawford was the same deal.
Yes, another one.
Did not like starting
come
the game
off.
Out.
That's a good ace in the hole to have when you got a six man that can come off and be in top five voting of six
since,
man of the year.
Since we're into this, real quick, can I just throw out what I told you earlier about who I want the Bucks to get? Since we're talking about
that's
old people.
Out there now?
Yeah, who's available?
Okay, who you want?
I want Joe Johnson of the big three.
What are you going to give you?
He's going to give me
big monster
15 to 18 minutes off the bench. I can space the floor and be a great veteran in that locker room.
He's a pretty good shooter, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.